BBC News with Nick Kelly. Saudi Arabia's new king, Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, has moved decisively to signal that there will be continuity in the way the nation confronts major challenges at home and abroad. He also took steps to secure the long-term future of his dynasty. Alan Johnston reports.
In a televised address, King Salman's message to his people, to the oil market, and to friends and enemies abroad was very clear. There'll be no break with the policies of his predecessor, King Abdullah. And the new monarch tried to project a sense of continuity far into the future. He elevated Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, naming him as the deputy crown prince. It's the first time a member of the royal family's younger, third generation has been given such a senior position in the line of succession.
King Salman's predecessor, King Abdullah, has been buried in a traditional ceremony in the capital, Riyadh. The Greek Prime Minister, Antonis Samaras, has held his final campaign rally ahead of Sunday's general election. Opinion polls show he's trailing behind Alexis Tsipras of the left-wing Syriza party. Mark Lowen is in Athens.
He has a mountain to climb if he is to catch up with the leftist Syriza, but Antonis Samaras gave a combative final speech tonight. He told supporters he'd worked day and night to keep the country standing and that Greece was once again reliable. The centre-right leader warned that Syriza could force the country from the euro by its policies, serving what he called the drachma lobby. Voters look set to punish Mr. Samaras for the austerity he's pushed through in government. He has slashed the deficit and balanced the books, but he's also deepened the pain of this exhausted nation.
Liberia, the country once worst hit by the Ebola epidemic, says it now has just 5 confirmed cases of the disease. It's the latest sign that the epidemic that has killed nearly 9,000 people in West Africa is in retreat. James Reid reports.
Just a few months ago, Ebola was raging unchecked, with hospitals overwhelmed and bodies lying uncollected in the streets. Now both Liberia and Sierra Leone say victory against the disease is in sight, while in Guinea, the number of confirmed cases has dropped to 20. That's thanks to a huge international aid effort, combined with stringent quarantine measures and determined public education campaigns. But the World Health Organization has warned against complacency. It says Ebola may be circulating in areas health workers are completely unaware of, and the situation remains dangerous.
A Nigerian woman who escaped from Boko Haram militants after they captured the town of Baga says the jihadists are taking women held captive away at night and raping them. She also described seeing the bodies of hundreds of civilians killed by the insurgents decomposing in the streets. This is the World News from the BBC. The United States says it continues to have links with security authorities in Yemen, despite the severe political crisis unfolding there. President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi resigned on Friday amid extreme tension involving Shiite Muslim fighters known as the Houthis. But a White House spokesman said the U.S. still had what he called a strong counter-terrorism partnership with the Yemeni National Security Network. The top U.S. diplomat for Latin American affairs, Roberta Jacobson, has met some of Cuba's leading dissidents on the final day of her visit to Havana. The meeting follows 2 days of talks with Cuban authorities to discuss measures to restore diplomatic and commercial links severed in 1961. From Havana, here's Will Grant.
The leader of the U.S. delegation, Roberta Jacobson, described the discussions as cordial and respectful and said that each delegation understood the importance of the task they're facing. Specifically, they voiced differences over their understanding of human rights, with the U.S. saying they pressed the Cuban government over freedom of expression, something the Cubans rejected. Assistant Secretary Jacobson said that the United States still intended to continue to speak out about human rights both publicly and directly now with the Cuban government.
The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said any hopes of a deal on its nuclear program would vanish if the U.S. Congress voted to impose new sanctions on his country. Mr. Zarif warned that the interim agreement reached in 2012 would unravel if new measures were introduced. In Washington, a White House spokesman said the chances of reaching a permanent deal were only 50-50. And customs officials in Bulgaria have seized 2 million live baby eels, which were hidden in the luggage of 2 Chinese men arriving from Spain. Seen by some as a delicacy, baby eels can fetch more than $1,000 a kilo in Asia and are critically endangered. BBC News.